voiding this, that no man should blame us in the in this abundance which is administered by us, providing for honest things, not only in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of men.
Somebody help me. Somebody help me explain. Nobody? Not one person in the room. Go ahead, Zakai.
He's going into, when he says the abundance of things administered unto us, meaning the help that was given to them from the congregation.
Read on. Avoiding?
Avoiding this that no, ask me to explain or read.
Yeah, no, explain it.
Avoiding this that no man should blame us, that blame us in this abundance which is administered by us.
Yeah.
Avoiding this
that no man shall blame us in this abundance which is administered by us.
Right. Meaning that they walk blamely, or it was their responsibility to walk blamely.
No, go ahead. Administered by us. Right, administered by us.
Say for example, Shalom Leadership, Officer Azriel. Say for example, you know, we get the Booster Club funds to go out and preach the gospel. That's an abundance that people are ministering to the prophets.
And who has control of that?
The leadership.
Right.
So if the leadership is dealing falsely with the money, going and buying Bentleys like the churches and all that, then guess what? The people are not going to trust us with the money.
Right. We avoid this that no man should blame us. So amongst us, our fail safe is we don't, in old school, we don't touch the money. We have people who's over that. So nobody could say it's on us. Now, we could have set up, Dick.
I wanted to say also, the backup system that is two people.
Right.
Because that's what Paul's going into here, that he took somebody. Whenever they brought the offerings to Jerusalem, they always picked somebody that was of good report of the body so that he knew he had no bad intent, but he knows how other people can be when it comes to money and things like that. Mm-hmm. So you want to make sure that there's a process that the people can be confident in so they know that we're stewarding their funds the right way. You can't just have anybody touching and dealing with those matters. So sometimes when we tell you that there's privacy around those things, it's not because we're trying to be deceptive with you. Everybody got different types of spirits. There's certain men that deal with those offices, and they have backups upon backups to make sure that even by themselves, we're not putting too much trust in one single person to deal with that abundance.
You avoid people having or even remotely thinking that you're dealing unjustly. Because we understand how people think. So what does it say? Read it one more time.
Verse 20. Avoiding this, that no man should blame us in this abundance, which is administered by us.
Mm-hmm.
Providing for honest things, not only in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of men.
Yeah, because we want it not just in the sight of the Lord, knowing that, because the Lord knows all things, but also in the sight of men. Men can see, all right, now. That's not my office. I don't have nothing to do with that. These are the systems in place to make sure that you all know how to move. So when we come to these schools and we see, especially as a leader, you should be in a place where no man can blame you. No man can, because it's a blight when people come in and they're like, oh, this is like the church. These brothers are over here doing this. You know that brother don't hold no job, right? He don't work, so how's he paying his bills? Why is it? Oh, look, you see, he got a new pair. You see, he got a new phone. He got this. And the ministry gets blamed. So, as a leader, trust between leadership and the congregation is built through righteous character, transparency, fairness, compassion, accountability, and a consistency. The way things are done, across the line. Every school is supposed to fall into protocol, do the same thing the same way. Wash, wrench, repeat is a cookie cutter. We have systems set in place, and if you follow that, you'll avoid it. Something you want to say?
Hey, and if you don't know, there's resources in place. So even if you're not, you don't know it off the top, don't have so much confidence that if you haven't confirmed something, that you don't check with your leads, right? I deal with it a lot in Treasury. I see it a lot with the kitchen offices and the protocols and that, which involve a lot of safety. It's not about, we don't want to dictate your menu and all. We could care less about that. But there's other things in there that we see how those things need to function and operate, and they're in place for a reason. What I notice is that sometimes some of you schools, you won't ask. You don't ask. You're quiet as is kept. And you're not paying attention to any of the things that are there, because there's that part of it too, Bishop. The policies exist, but they got to seek them things out.
Yeah.
They got to seek them things out.
Very good. Good point. Good point. First Peter chapter 5, verse 2.
The book of 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 2.
Bring it out.
Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind.
Not for what?
But not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind.
Yeah, as a leader, you're supposed to do this with a ready mind, not as far as how can this profit me monetarily. How do I make money from this? Read on.
Verse 3. Neither as being lords over God's heritage.
And a lot of times brothers would use their position and become lords over God's heritage. They would take advantage because they have the rank, not understanding there's a God that you're going to answer to. Read on.
But being examples to the flock. Mm-hmm. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away.
Right, because at the end of the day, we want this crown. The ranking system is for, what we have is for the running of the body, to keep things moving forward. But the true crown is when Christ crowns you. So the scripture tell us what? Feed the flock of God which is among you. Feed them what? The word of God. Teach them the laws of God. Apply the word of God. Show them this is how we're going to redeem ourselves. The people will gain trust. They will respect and trust you if your conversation is how to serve God, how to perfect your walk. It says among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly. Not, well, Sabbath's over, I'm out of here, I really don't want to be, I don't see you in the weekdays, I don't speak to nobody. As often we get together, what we spend our time doing, we in the scriptures. We'll laugh, have a good time, but we in the scriptures. And we willing, listen again, outside of this, right now, what else do we have? If you got another life outside of this, you ain't in the truth, bro, I'm telling you now. This is all it is, there's no plan B. If you say your best friend is somebody you went to school with, you still in the world. You're not, this is it, preferring one another. Outside of work, if you can get together, brother, you're supposed to spend time. That's how you build relationships. But it starts with the leadership. They come in, they see that you all are tight, that you bring the men and you go through scriptures, they're going to follow suit and do the same thing. But if they see you here cursing the people out, you ain't working, they're going to learn the same behavior. Verse 3. Not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but a ready mind. Peter had to write this. Why? Because that was the mentality back then, and scriptures are given by the inspiration of God. It's profitable for reproof, for instruction on how to be righteous. It's left for us, so in the last days, we'll read the same thing and know this is the blueprint in which we follow. Verse 3.
Neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock.
And that's the point. We are to be examples to the people. Just imagine Sacramento. And the Most High sends an influx of people. 1,000 people repent. And from the top down, there's corruption. Imagine a school 10 times the size of it, and you have leadership that's cursing the people out, not working, taking money to pay their bills. That thing will fall apart. it will fall apart. You want the trust of the people? Be transparent. Show a pattern of good. Give me that title. Show a pattern of good works. Give me Titus 2. Yeah.
The book of Titus, chapter 2 and verse 7. In all things, show in thyself a pattern of good works.
Show yourself what?
A pattern of good works.
Showing thyself a pattern of, I'm having problems finding Titus. Pattern of good works. Read on.
In doctrine, showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity.
What?
Sincerity. Sound speech that cannot be condemned. That he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you.
Now watch this. Read on.
Verse 9. Exhort servants to be obedient unto their own masters, and to please them well in all things, not answering again.
Now here's the point. Read on.
Not purloining, but showing in thy, but showing all good fidelity, that they may adorn the doctrine of God, our Savior, in all things.
What does the word purloining mean? Who knows that word? Right here.
Stealing, sir.
Right. Yes, sir. It means stealing.
Officer Gabriel from ATL.
Right. It means stealing. Not stealing, but showing all good fidelity, that they may adorn the doctrine of God or Saviors in all things. It means, other words, you're beautifying this word by not stealing. People come and say, wow, we can trust them. So verse 7 again.
Verse 7. In all things, show in thyself a pattern of good works.
Right. Because of you want to do this, why? So verse 6.
Young men likewise exhort to be sober-minded.
Right. You teach the young men behind you to be likewise sober-minded, not purloining, showing a pattern of good works. The congregation must see the principles being taught, demonstrated in their lives, so the people can follow. The word of God must work free course in your life, and people see that, and they'll fall right in suit. They'll do the same thing. But it must be the word of God being taught. It must be applied. And that's how you gain the trust. So you leaders here, you want the trust of the people? Let your life be the example to them on how to move. Read verse 7 again for me.
Verse 7. In all things, showing thyself a pattern of good works. In doctrine, showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity.
Right, not fake. You're sincere about this. Read on.
Sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you.
Drop that. Let's go to 1 Samuel's. Give me a second. 1 Samuel's chapter 12.
First Samuel chapter 12 and verse 3.
Come on.
Behold, here I am. Witness against me before the Lord and before his anointed. Whose ox have I taken? Or whose ass have I taken? Or who have I defrauded? Whom have I oppressed? Or of whose hand have I received any bribe to the blind? To blind my eyes therewith, and I will restore it to you. Verse 4, and they said, thou hast not defrauded us nor oppressed us, neither hast thou taken aught of any man's hand.
Right. Listen, Samuel gave you an example right there where he allowed to be examined by the people. From who did I take from? Who did I defraud? Show me that I might restore to them. Show me. That's a man you could follow. You could trust. The transparency as a leader is golden. I'm telling you, I will follow when I say, okay. It's not a secret before everybody. Show me where I'm in error with anybody. I have not taken from anybody for naught to take advantage of them. But as a leader, you do have that power. It's ungodly, but you do have it. And that means you don't believe this truth. You don't believe that this is about building Christ's kingdom back up. Proverbs 28. Remember, things that were written aforetime was written for us to learn from. Proverbs 28:13. We always read this.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 28, verse 13. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsake them shall have mercy.
Right. Explain. Brother, why don't you explain?
Osageti, El San Diego. If you cover your sins or make excuses for them, right, or make a reasoning as to why it's okay or acceptable, then you will not be forgiven, right? But if you confess your sins and are honest and come forth, then the Lord will have mercy on you.
Right. Remember what Samuel just said. He said, if I did anything to anybody, I'll restore it to them. Show me where so I can restore it, if anybody could say it. But if you try to hide behind your things, not make accountability, but kind of bring it up, because I know you're talking about it, in the past, what happened here, I spoke to the brother. He acknowledged what he was wrong. He said he did it. I had him call leadership and speak to three or four of the leadership. And after we hung up, I told him, I said, if you say anything other than what you just admit to, we'll witness. I think captains was there too. Some of you captains were there. I said, Satan has entered into your heart. The next day, he said, I didn't do it. I said, God damn it, you the devil. I could not believe it. Well, no, I can't believe it. Of course I could believe it. But the point was, from the time that he acknowledged it, I said, okay, good. 24 hours later, I said, that's not what happened. How could people follow that? Impossible. You would destroy what's being built. You're moving as an antichrist. You're moving against God's kingdom and building back it. So leadership principles. What's this saying? It says, transparency does not require exposing every private matter, but it does require honesty concerning matters that affect the people. Transparency, we have to bring it out. We cannot brush beneath the rug. It cannot be private. That's the way the people gain the trust of the congregation. You want the people to trust you, you have to be willing to listen to the people, hear matters out. A lot of times, that's why I told you, we hear things, and because we don't move right away, don't think that we're not paying attention. Don't think we're not going to do anything. But there's certain things that are in place and systems in place, the way we have to do it, and allow it to play itself out. And that's why you see us here now. Because we do care. It's important to us that we watch SAC grow, recover. For you new men that's in place, we're here to make sure that you men are moving right. You be the good example to these men, and we build. We build. Ecclesiastes 11. It'll kind of explain what I'm talking about. 11 verse 7.
Ecclesiastes chapter 11 verse 7. Truly the light.
No, I'm saying Sirach 11 and 7.
The book of Sirach chapter 11 and verse 7. Blame not before thou hast examined the truth. Understand first and then rebuke. Answer not before thou hast heard the cause, neither interrupt men in the midst of their talk.
That's why we didn't move right away, because we needed some time to process what was going on, to let it play itself out. Look at the verse before that, verse 6.
Verse 6, many mighty men have been greatly disgraced, and the honorable delivered into other men's hands.
Yeah, many mighty men have been disgraced before. But it says what? Blame not before thou hast examined. I'm a kind of, I don't want to beat a dead horse with this, but I do want to say it gets to a point that it's there's so much evidence that something is being done wrong. I'd say for myself, what I saw, I spoke to brothers maybe even a year before it all transpired. And I told them, I said, don't worry, it's going to get dealt with eventually. They were getting pricked, and it wasn't until there was a trip that was made and brothers didn't show up, and I'm like, ah, there you go. I tell you, there's no way brothers travel to the other side of the country and they don't show up. So watch. And the reason they show up is because once you get around and we start talking and something says they don't come out right, we are going to dig until it makes sense. But what they thought would happen was it would just brush by. No, that's not how it works. Those are small signs that we see. They were like, nah. Now it's time to start digging. And what happened? Comes out in the wash. Verse 6 again.
Verse 6. Many mighty men have been greatly disgraced, and the honorable delivered into other men's hand.
Mm-hmm.
Blame not before thou hast examined the truth. Understand first and then rebuke.
Understand first and then rebuke. Read on.
Answer not before thou hast heard the cause. Neither interrupt men in the midst of their talk.
Yeah, sometimes you don't interrupt men in the midst of their talk because they be putting their foot in their mouth. They be talking up like, boy, you your worst enemy. Let your yeas be yeas and your nays be nays. Well, they think they're going to explain themselves out of situation. Nah, what do you mean by that? Did you take money? You steal? Nah, but what do you consider stealing? There's a brother not here, but yeah, I experienced that before where brother, I said, you know, and it wasn't here, it was someplace else. I said, hey, brother, did you steal? He said, nah, I borrowed some money, but I put it back. I said, did you ask? He said, no, but I put it back. I said, you don't understand that's stealing? I said, so if you went to the bank and you took money without asking, and then you come back a week later and put it back, you think you don't get arrested for that?
You go,
right, that was it. I'm like, bruh, you're a thief. You took without asking. How don't you understand that? Watch this. Ephesians 4. Yeah. You're just going to take when you want and just you know. Yeah. And he said, but I gave it back. Ephesians 4:25.
The book of Ephesians chapter 4, verse 25.
Bring it out.
Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor. For we are members one of another.
It says, wherefore, put away lying, speak every man truth to his neighbor, for we are members of one body. Because your lie affects the body. It affects the greater good of Israel. Put that away. We left the world from that. Even if you're in error, just admit to it and take the medicine and move on. But you compound it with the lie. So now you're a thief and a liar. Just take it. You already did it. All you can do now is remedy it. Ask for forgiveness, fix the issues, and move on. But you compound it with a lie. How are men going to trust you? How are people going to trust if you lie? Proverbs 12:22.
Mm-hmm. Book of Proverbs chapter 12 verse 22. Lying lips are abomination to the Lord.
The Bible said what?
Lying lips are abomination to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
But they that deal truly are his delight.
The Lord said, but they that deal truly are his delight. Lying lips are an abomination to God. Deal truly, deal just. Be honest. Even when you're in error, just be honest about it. all manner of sin can be forgiven. But if you compound the sin with lies, you just dig a deep